Everything's on.
All right. Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Board of Adjustments Wednesday, June 19th, 2019 meeting. Scott, would you please establish a quorum?
Yes, Corey Roebuck.
Present.
David Hurd.
Present.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards. Howard Kitchen.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you. Scott, would you please give an explanation of public hearing procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome you this evening to the June 19th, 2019 Board of Adjustment public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please complete the sign-up sheet before the hearing begins. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Chairman will call on everyone supporting an application, followed by everyone opposing the application. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley at the front of the room before addressing the board. Then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on any application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. And the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty to, 1, hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which is required to determine under zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. And 3, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation, or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. I need the applicants and anyone that's signed up to speak, if you'll please stand to be sworn in. Do you swear to give truthful testimony?
I do.
Thank you. First item on the agenda is we've got review and action on two sets of meetings minutes, May 2nd, 2019 closed session minutes and May 15th, 2019 regular meeting minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to either set of minutes? Hearing none, could we have a motion to approve?
I so move to approve.
And second?
I'll second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Minutes are approved. So we will move to public hearing 19-06. And this is for the Woodbridge Estate subdivision. So Scott,
So on April the 8th, 2019, the Taney County Planning Commission denied a Division 3 permit request by SMBZ LLC seeking to utilize 19 single-family homes, future homes, located in Woodbridge Estates at Drive and Jamie Court in the Woodbridge Estates subdivision, Phase 2, Branson, for nightly rental. The Planning Commission denied the request due to compatibility with the neighboring subdivision. This is an overview of the subdivision. And then in your packet was a staff recommendation. So if the Board of Adjustment approved this appeal, 1906A of Division 3 Permit 1906, these following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Board. Did anybody have any changes? These are the standard nightly rental, Division 3 nightly rental decision of record items.
No.
If not, then...
The applicant would please come forward.
Hello, I'm Steve Creedon, the applicant for SMBZ. Basically, on the Woodbridge property, it was determined that it was not compatible with the area. If you actually pull it up and you look to the east, about 800 feet away, there is commercial property used for a zip line. To the north, there's Kennecut Campgrounds about 800 feet away from some of the lots. And to the east, there's the Lions Club within about 500 feet. We are proposing to build single-family homes that will be nightly rentals. So they will look and feel like a single-family home and be used as nightly rentals. So when I read the development guidance code, it just says the compatibility or land usage is within 1,000 feet. And I'm paraphrased a little bit. It does go on to improvements that are of similar nature, or in commercial is how they, my understanding is that they zone nightly rentals. So we have commercial within those areas. All of the lots in the entire subdivision do become within 1,000 feet of those different areas. Some connect from one area, some connect from another area, but they do. It is a private little road. There are no other residential houses on that road, so it would be somewhat secluded. We have a minimal setback to the roads, as we had approved a couple years ago, because of the terrain of the property, so everything will be held a little closer to the roads and away from neighboring properties. There's a total of 19 lots, and we're just trying to get it approved. We would throw out there if it helped because of the traffic consideration, which I've got a copy of the traffic report, we'd be willing to reduce it to 15 buildings, and then we'd be under the current, what it's zoned for is residential as far as how the traffic would flow, because technically several of the lots are not easily built on, so they wouldn't be really a worthwhile venture anyway. So we do have four lots kind of right in the middle, kind of where the blue is, but a little bit to the left. There are several lots right there that are about as steep as you could make a piece of ground other than a cliff. So we could do that to make the project work more. Other than that, I'm trying to keep it simple. So okay. I don't know if there's any questions.
I do have one. Scott, would you zoom out just a little bit? And for the I have the benefit of being on the Planning Commission, so have gone through this process, but would you show for those lots how the potential nightly rental guests would have to enter the subdivision to get to the to those parcels?
They're going to enter off of South Fork, right off of Lakeshore. So they're going to follow Lakeshore, turn right there, and follow South Fork down, and then right about where the R is in Fork, they're going to turn south and come into Jamie Court, and they're going to go left or right.
Okay. Thank you. Yep. Anything else before we pull up the applicants? Or the
I may have some more comments after people speak, but
absolutely.
I think as far as compatibility, that's about all I have to really say.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Do we have anybody in the audience that's signed up that's for this application? So, okay, so I guess let's start on this side over here. Can you raise your hands if you're going to speak? And do you mind going first and we'll just work going back that direction? Okay, come on up.
My name is Jim Whitman. I live right about in the middle on 394 South Fork. I'll be very brief because I've done this before. I live here, and we as a community don't really have any issue with single-family development or houses. It's the nightly rental we have an issue with. And this is Woodbridge 1. This would be Woodbridge 2. These are all single-family homes. Single-family homes here. So north, and then, of course, that's Camp Kanaka. And north of Camp Kanakuk is more single-family dwellings. So completely surrounding this whole area is no nightly rentals, single-family dwellings. If you build all these, the only way in and out is this way, and then to a much shorter drive. If you want nightly rentals, you go on the other side of Lake Kanakubo, and there's a million of them. And that's about it. And the other question I had is for the board. Is there an explanation that you could give our community is how many times this can be appealed and how many more times we have to show up and go through this process? So thank you.
Scott, can we answer that? Or?
Well, yeah, to answer this appeal, if denied tonight, they would have the ability to ask for a rehearing request next month. They would only be asking for the board to rehear it in August. If they approved to rehear it in August, then that would be the last hearing on this case. If the reconsideration request was denied, then that's the end of this case. For this nightly rental, this actually permit number 1906 from Division 3. So, but if he comes up with another plan of application into Division 3 and it gets denied, then he would have the ability to appeal that one. But we're just talking about this case tonight. It's always the first appeal, rehearing request, and then a final appeal.
I see. Well, I've been there since November, and I think this is about...
Well, not on this one. You had the duplexes. They're different. Yeah.
Sometimes it's nightly rental. Sometimes it's duplexes instead of single-family dwellings.
Correct.
But I guess this is my fourth or fifth time since November. And we don't know the legal part of it.
Well, some of those were planning
commission. It's a never-ending process.
Some of those were planning commission, the nine-member planning commission. There might only have been five or six, but it's different boards. Yeah.
Okay, the next row, is there anyone?
Me and Bill Brewer, we own 414 South Fork. Over, right there. I am a owner of a cleaning business. I do nightly rentals. I've done it for 10 years. I kind of know the process that'll be happening behind our house. He is going to build these homes and then sell them and not care.
And then them people are going to live in different states where they don't have no eyes on what's going on. So
I have 40-some units that I clean. Today we had a three-bedroom unit checkout. We had a boat trailer, a truck, and two vehicles for a three-bedroom unit.
So every unit, if they're building three-bedroom units, they're going to sleep 10 to 12 people. which is 3 cars per unit. So now if you're talking 19 times 3, that's how many cars are going to be going through there.